Energy. Hit music only.
Benjamin Ingrosso, welcome to Energy.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And you were here like a few years back.
Yeah,
I remember it
just before COVID.
Just before COVID. Was it 2019 or something like
that? I think it's 2020. Like 2020.
Yeah.
It must have been. Like in January, right before.
Right before COVID.
Right before COVID.
And you did a live session with Energy as well.
I did.
Remember
yeah.
that one. Yeah. So nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
So it's not your first time here in Finland. You were here a few years back. What kind of memories do you have from Finland?
I had the most the sweatiest gig ever in my entire life. Like, it was so hot that I had to take off my shoes. So I was barefoot with a bandana on my head and like just a t-shirt, and of course I had pants, but like I was sweating so much, and it was extremely fun. And I always have a good time when I'm here.
We love that. And this was in January, right?
Yeah.
And you were still sweating, so maybe the AC was broke or something.
Probably.
Yeah. You had a big tour in Sweden also last summer. It was huge. But now you're about to do something new, because there's a European tour coming.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is crazy. It's amazing.
Yeah, it
Congrats
is.
For that.
Thank you so much.
It's a new step for your career.
It is,
How do you feel about that?
Like, I'm extremely excited and nervous, and like, I don't really know what to expect, because it's like you have to, like, I'm going to do my best, I guess.
And, of course.
And this is the first time I'm doing like a European tour. So I can't really like imagine what it's going to be like. And I haven't been to the clubs that I'm going to play at. So I don't know like the venues itself. Like, are they big or small? But I'm pretty excited. Like, we sold out in Paris and in Munich, I think. So, and in Norway and Finland.
So, of course, obviously.
And Denmark. So I'm just like, I think I'm going to have a good time. You know, I'm playing with my band that I've been playing with for 8 years. And so it's going to be very new for all of us. But I think it's going to be something else, because I've also been working on the new music for like 2 years. So I feel very confident in my new sound and like me as a performer and an entertainer. So I can't wait to show Europe my stuff.
It's going to be so cool. How do you feel about going to Paris? I mean, did you know that you have that kind of hype there? It's sold out.
I know it's sold out, but it's also like a very small venue.
It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter. It's still sold out. And I kind of don't know. I didn't know that I had fans outside of Sweden, like, that actually would buy tickets to watch the show. It's something else that, you know, there's one thing that you can go in on like a streaming site and listen to a song. But like to buy tickets and actually watch a show, that's something else. But you know, this is the first start. So I mean, in 2 years, I will hopefully be doing more European tours and stuff like that. So I just had to start somewhere. And I think as an artist, you're always aiming for you know, becoming a worldwide artist, but it takes a lot to take the first step. And I think, you know, I've been an artist in Scandinavia for a while, and it's so like, it's very like nice to be there and to be playing at pretty big venues. So it's always a risk to start from the scratch, you know,
True. Yeah.
So but that's also fun, because now it feels like I'm younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like I'm starting all over again.
I get that. Yeah.
But in a more like confident way. Now I can enjoy myself more than being like nervous and having panic attacks on stage.
I mean, you just said that it's kind of your dream to do bigger things. That's what I heard from there.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the music dreams and goals that you still have?
Oh, many.
Many.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to conquer the world.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be best at what I do, and I want people to listen to my music and get inspired and share it all over the world, and, you know, spread my music, and I want people to get entertained by me and to, you know, show their kids or show their siblings or their parents and just have me as someone you can rely on when you're sad or when you're happy, and just, I want people to have me as their like friend that they can listen to.
I like that. Well, you've been releasing music in Swedish and in English as well.
Yeah.
You actually have a pretty big catalog.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of songs there.
Yeah.
Which one you prefer, working in Swedish or working in English? Like, because you're writing songs as well.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been writing songs since I was 6 years old. So for me, writing is what I do best.
Normal.
I think.
Yeah.
But I think like when I did the Swedish album, it was during COVID, and I really wanted to write this type of album that sounded like the songs that I grew up with, and this is basically what I'm doing with the English sound now. I'm writing music that I want to listen to myself. Of course, I've always been doing that, but the genre has been very like flexible.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to like lean on something that sounds cohesive, and I think you know, it's all about like you're getting older and mature, and you're finding yourself more and more. So I think this new album is, you will hear after 1 second what kind of album it is, and you will probably hear that, oh, this is Benjamin Ingrosso now in English, you know. And it sounds more like, it sounds more personal, and also it sounds like the Swedish album did, but in English more, I think.
We're playing your song Kite here all the time.
It's amazing.
It's growing up all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, and could you tell us the backstory of this song? What's the
backstory about Kite? Kite is about the feeling you get when you're like super excited about something or someone. And in that moment, you're just like, don't give a fuck. And you're high as a kite.
I love
and,
that.
Yeah, you know, it's like you're just like high on life, I guess.
When was the last time when you were kite?
Oof. Kind of? Last time I was high as a kite, probably like a month ago.
Because this started from somewhere, the whole story,
yeah,
of the song, of course.
So. I always write about, you know,
yeah,
personal
so
stories.
So it's a personal, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone you probably met or...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to know you even more.
Yeah.
Let's say that you have a day off. Today's the day that you don't have anything in your calendar.
Yeah.
It's empty, no work, and you can do anything.
Oof.
Let's start from the morning. You wake up.
I wake up in boxers.
You wake up in boxers.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I play Piero Piccioni on my speakers.
What is that?
It's a composer from Italy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I grab a cup of coffee in my kitchen.
What kind of coffee?
Just like Americano.
Americano,
yeah,
okay.
Black. And then I go to the gym for 1 hour. And then I take an ice cold shower. I walk out. I take a power walk with a friend or myself and listen to like music. And then I have a lunch at like my favorite cafe in Stockholm, Beirut Cafe. Have a chicken with rice. And then I go to a bakery. And I'll get me some, like, I don't know, a cinnamon bun or a morning bun or a croissant with, like, cappuccino. Maybe even have, like, a sandwich with, like, cucumber, cheese and butter.
Nice.
And then I go, what else do I do? I go, like, having another fika, another coffee, and just, like, hang around. And then maybe I go to some stores, buy myself a new sweater or something, and I'll hang out with friends. I watch a movie on like the cinema. I go to the cinema and watch like the new Marvel movie, if there's some new Marvel movie.
So you're a fan of Marvel?
Yeah,
movies.
I'm a huge fan of Marvel.
Okay,
and
nice.
DC, of course. Okay. And then I go home and I take a new shower, I dress, I walk out, I go to like 3-4 restaurants, do like a food safari thing where I do the starter at one restaurant, then I go to another for the main.
Wow, I love that.
And then I go for like a pasta at an Italian spot, and then I go for dessert at another place, have a drink, then we go to the next one. And then we have an after party at my place where we cook like a night pasta and we listen to like music. And then we fall asleep at like 5 a.m.
Damn, what a life, man. I wish I could have that kind of day. When was the last time when you got that kind of day?
Oof, I can't remember.
Maybe it's been a while, right?
A year ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Energin iltapäivä.
What's been the highlight of your career so far? This might change.
Yeah, this might change. I guess my highlight of my career was probably the first concert I had with the Royal Philharmonic. So I did a whole show with my music catalog with like 85 people in the orchestra.
Oh, wow.
And we did a whole show with like, you know, sounded like film music all over.
Nice.
All over the show.
I love that.
It was pretty epic. And I arranged everything together with composers. And it was a big moment in my career. But then last summer, I was on my biggest tour so far. And it was pretty epic to like play in front of like 40,000 people singing along to your songs that you wrote in your like childhood room. That was pretty epic as well.
Nice. What's something people don't usually know about you?
Usually they don't know that I'm a pretty, like, I'm pretty hard on myself. Everyone that knows me or, like, that knows about me, they think that I'm like, oh, I think that I'm this and that. And but I'm very, like, I'm questioning myself all the time. And I'm whenever I'm on stage or if I release a song, I'm the one who's, like, most picky about it.
Or, oh,
like,
real?
Yeah, I always find wrong things about it instead of, like, you know, the positive stuff.
So you probably have a team around you and they're like, they're saying that this is okay, it's okay. How does it go usually?
My team is also pretty picky.
Is it? Yeah. Oh,
really? We're all like naysayers, which is a good thing, I think, because if you only have yes people around you, then you will not, like, evolve.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
I think everyone is like, is this good enough, really? And, like, you could work on that. And, like, I think I have the best team because it's also, like, they're also my friends, so they can be super honest with me, which I think is the perfect, perfect, like, mix.
Okay. What's something you've learned in a hard way?
I've learned in a hard way that you have to lose something to find something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That could even be a song.
Yeah, you know? It is a song. Like, it is a lot of songs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to lose something to understand that you can find something even better.
What's something you want yourself to be remembered?
I really want to be remembered as a guy that did his own thing and always had a smile on his face. Like,
you're succeeding all the time.
Yeah, but like, yeah. I want to be remembered as a nice guy.
Yeah.
That was that's still, like, inspired people, you know?
Yeah. You're doing it all the time, man.
Amazing. Thank you.
Okay. What's the most expensive thing in your wardrobe?
Ooh, the most expensive thing in my wardrobe. I think it's probably my wardrobe.
The whole thing.
It costs a lot of money. No, but I mean, I guess I have, like, I bought new shoes the other day and they cost like 15,000 kroners. That was pretty expensive.
How much is that in euros?
It's like 1,500.
1,500, okay.
Yeah.
But they're good shoes though.
No, they're terrible to walk in.
Oh, for real?
But they look amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can't, like, walk in them.
That's
but
the
I,
main
I
thing.
Mean, I I usually buy, like, outlets, like vintage stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like vintage stuff. But
like
also,
flea markets and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
But then, I don't know, I have a jacket from my big idol. I got his jacket that he had when he was, like, 14. So, I mean, if I would sell that jacket, it would probably be pretty expensive. But I will never sell it, of course.
Who is it?
It's Tadjer Stahl. It's like a legend, living legend. Not a living, he's dead, a legend in Sweden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. Well, what are you streaming right now? And now we're talking about Netflix and Spotify. Or are you streaming? Do you have time to stream?
I don't really have time. I watched a documentary about the We Are the World song the other day.
The one that has Michael Jackson and all the stars in it. It's a crazy song.
It's a crazy song and it's a crazy documentary. It's actually pretty insane.
Is it in Netflix?
Netflix, yeah.
I have to check it out.
And then I saw this documentary about Wham, George Michael, and the other guy.
That's also in Netflix, right?
I think so, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are probably the only documentaries or, like, series I've seen last year. Or, like, since 2022. I don't have time for it.
Yeah, I get
sadly.
It. I get it. What about
Spotify? I stream. I listen to the Piero Piccioni guy like every single day. I listen to Troye Sivan's new album for like
it's a good album
1 week, and then I just got tired of it because that was the only thing I listened to. I usually listen to one song or one artist.
Me too.
Like, what do you say? Like, every day?
Every day.
Until I get tired of it.
Repeat
and it's usually
it.
Like 1 week and then
yeah.
I move on to the
yeah,
next
I get
one.
It. I do that as well.
So I don't save songs in, like, playlists. I just, like, listen to the same artists.
But I kind of hate myself sometimes for doing it because you're kind of burning the song, you know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. And it's the worst when I listen to my own songs before they get released because I have to listen to them
of
to
course.
Find, like, everything that has to be fixed. And I listen to mixes and then it get mastered. And so whenever my song is out, I'm the one who's the most tired of it.
Yeah, no wonder.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest message you've ever received?
Weirdest message. I think not a message, but a girl stood outside my door once and said, "Is it me that you're singing about?" And that was like, that was pretty scary.
That is scary.
Yeah. So I had to like ask her to leave, and it took like five hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
She really thought that I was singing about, like every single song was about her. Energin iltapäivä.